Let's go to the Summerhill living room yesterday.
42nd pick of the 2025 MLB draft, the Tampa Bay Rays select Brendan.
We had some friends over. How fun is that? That is the Summerhill, I believe, living room. In whereabouts do you all live, Mike? Are you in Western Springs?
I'm in Western Springs now, yes.
Mike Summerhill's son, Brendan, got drafted last night, 42nd pick by the Tampa Bay Rays. He played outfield for Arizona, went to Whitney Young High School. And what's the latest now? Is he still a Ray or has he been traded?
Still a Ray. You know, you never... I just sit and keep my mouth shut and just do what I'm told at this point. But yes, still a Ray.
Good. Congratulations. How much fun was that?
It was fun, but it was also very stressful.
Why do you say that, Brent or Mike?
Well, because you have all these mock draft predictions and projections, and so many people here. You're just waiting to hear the name called, and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. It's a very long process.
Is this what you went through with your other son?
Except he didn't hear his name. He signed as a free agent. As soon as the draft ended, he got a call from the Angels for a free agent. So I've been through both ends of it, from hearing the name called early and then waiting around for days to not hear the name.
Well, did you expect that he would go higher than 42?
No, I didn't really have any expectations other than, I was kind of hoping the Cubs, because I'm a Cubs fan. But when they passed on him at 17, I'm like, okay, whoever wants you now, let's go.
Oh, I see. But I suppose he's had conversations with various organizations. Is that right?
Yeah. When he was in the combine, he met with a bunch of teams, out in Phoenix when they run the MLB pre-draft combine, and he had interviews with a bunch of teams. I don't know how many, maybe 28 teams.
Wow. So he's going to play outfield?
I presume, you never know. My other son was a catcher, and now he's played every game at first base. So, it's professional baseball, right? They don't listen to what the parents have to say.
Really? Maybe they should, Mike.
No, I'll stay out of it.
Yeah, no
I'll
kidding.
Stay in my lane.
So then, not to get too personal about it, but so he's a first-round draft pick by Tampa Bay. Do they immediately say, here's the money, because your son could go back to college? Does he get a signing bonus, and is it a slam dunk? Yes, he's going to take the offer?
Oh, yeah, he's in. He's in, and he will get it. They have, he'll go down to their complex, and I didn't know anything about the Rays. I've just been learning where is their complex and where are their minor league teams. But he'll go down there and sign the contract, and that's when they'll work all that other stuff out.
Yeah, right. And then hopefully he moves his way up through the organization, and someday we see him at Wrigley Field or Sox Park, right?
Absolutely. That would be the goal.
Yeah. And then here again, I wonder, you must be wondering too, will he play A-ball, high A, low A? Where's he going to go? What's his timeline? You can't know any of that now either, right?
None of it, right? I mean, some guys go down there and they assign to an affiliate team. They sign to one of their teams, and other guys stay in the complex. You just don't know.
Yeah, right. And then what was it like in the living room that day, though, that evening? I mean, you had a lot of friends and family there last night, huh?
Yes, yeah. A lot of guys who have coached Brendan in basketball and hockey and Little League baseball. Obviously, a lot of his friends from high school, and even a couple of teammates from Arizona were here. So it was, a lot of fun.
Must be weird, though, for him and you as a family. Your fate, his location is decided, by somebody else. It's not like he said, well, I want to play for the Cubs. I will interview with Chicago and try and get the job. You have no control over that, do you?
None whatsoever. And that's where the anxiety builds in, right? Because you don't know who wants you. You don't know. And obviously, every team wants to pay the least amount possible. They have a draft pool. They don't want to spend more than their pool. So you don't have any control over it. You try not to worry about it, and, you hope for the best.
But 17 comes and goes, and you were hoping the Cubs needed. Of course, they've got a pretty good outfielder or two right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're pretty loaded right now.
Yeah, right. In fact, I wonder then, as a family, as a parent, I don't know how your son feels about this too, is it better to be drafted by a team that's struggling so that maybe it's a little more streamlined up the ladder, or do you want to go with a team that's going to contend this year, but then the teams are stacked in front of him? The team is stacked in front of him.
Yeah, I think for the level that when you're just starting out, you just want to go where somebody wants you. You just want to be wanted at that point, right? And you'll figure it out. If it takes 2 years, if it takes 3 years, if it takes 6 years, you put the work in and see what happens.
Did it come a point when you thought, because every parent of a little leaguer hopes maybe someday they'll play ball at a high level, but you never know, and a lot of us delude ourselves. Did there come a point, though, when you and your wife thought, this kid, this is something special here. He's the best little leaguer. He's the best high schooler. He could play pro ball someday. Was there a light bulb moment for you?
As far as the pro ball thing, the light bulb moment was probably his senior year in high school. Maybe the summer before the senior year. He's got a chance. But in terms of, I think every dad or parent would sit there and say, parents are the worst in little league sports, right? Everyone's kid is the next major leaguer. But you try to keep that in perspective. But it probably the summer before his senior year when I started to realize, well, he's kind of the best player in every game he's playing, and he's got a chance.
Yeah, yeah. Well, congratulations. It was just so fun. We have a mutual friend who sent me the video, and I was just really happy.
My neighbor, yeah.
Yeah,
my
yeah.
neighbor.
Well, pat Brendan on the back for us, and we'll continue to track his progress. Mike, congratulations to your whole family.
Great. Thank you very much.